that b'nei bonim harayim kibonim. A grandchildren is also considered like your son, like your children. So Rashi says, "Kasal kapatat havaminu is shemei sazoch roya nekeva." Let's say somebody had a boy and a girl, and one of them died. V'ayeloi ben sheitzarif im achois aviv oyim achi imoi ein aviyav chayivoy de peri rivium. The time of shayeloi lemeiz ben halav achiloi kaim the shevus bin of a kashna ravuna. Here, the Havamina is that B'nei Bonim Harayim Kibonim means that, let's say, the father, the grandfather, he had two children, and one of them died. Now, if the one alive had more children, so the B'nei Bonim is considered like his children. Or better still, let's say one son died. Now, that son had children already. So since that son had children already, the grandchildren are considered like the sons of the great-grandfather. That's why the grandfather is Mekayim the Mitzvah for Ravu. Mashma, though, if he doesn't have grandchildren, then he's not Mekayim the Mitzvah. Because even though the father first had two children, he had a boy and a girl, but if one of them died, he would not be Mekayim the Mitzvah for Ravu. So it's a Kashya and Rav Huna. The only reason why he's Mekayim the Mitzvah here is because since he has a grandchild, somebody's left over from them, that's why he has the key with the Mitzvah. So, Churat Smashma, like Rabbi Yechanan, that the mitzvah has to be at all times, the world has to be populated because of you, and if your child dies, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah, unless he left over a child also. So, it's a kasha to Rav Huna. So, Marin says, Kitan Yahi Lahashlim. No, Rav Huna is right. If the person had two children already, a boy and a girl, he's Mekayim the mitzvah. Here we're talking about you only had a son, that's all. Now, your son got married, and he had a girl. So you could be mashlim, your son's girl, the granddaughter, is considered like your daughter, that now you're Mekayim the Mitzvah. But Enochanan, if you first had two children, and then one died, you'd still be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Could be as no kasha to Rav Huna. Rashi says, Kitan Yahi Lahashlim, Kegoin Shlohoi Yeloi Lezokin Ela Ben Echad. The grandfather only had one son. That's all. So far it wasn't Mekayim the Mitzvah for Rav Huna. V'noso HaBen Isha, now the son got married. And he has a daughter. So the grandfather has a granddaughter. Is Potter Azokin. Now the grandfather is Potter, is Yotzer the Mitzvah. Sherei Hishlim Zeh Chavosoy. Because of his granddaughter, he's Mekayim the Mitzvah. Avli Heve Lemi Korah. Could be if the grandfather at the first place had two children, a boy and a girl. Zachor Nekeva. Fiafilu Mesa Blei Bonim. Even if one of them died without any children. Also, Kayim period of Rivia. It could be like Rav Huna, you're also Mekayim the Mitzvah. Now, the Chiddush of B'nei Bonim and Rein Kabonim, that are grandchildren considered like your son, that's Megei LaHashlim. So, in the case you only had one son, and he has a granddaughter, you're also Mekayim the Mitzvah. Mesri. But Allah, we hold like Rav Yechanan, though. So, if your children died, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah anymore. Mesri. B'nei Bonim and Rein Kabonim. That grandchildren considered like your son. What does that mean? Now, meis echad mehem. Let's say one of them died. Oy shenim tzasaurus, or else he come out there was a saurus. Is lakai imperi of rivia to yufta to Rav Huna to yufta. So even though Bnei Bonim Areya Kabonim says clearly that meis echad mehem, if one of your sons died, then you're not mekayim the mitzvah anymore. So you see clearly it's a tiyufta to Rav Huna. Now it's. Because here it says clearly that what the Mesa says clearly that Mesechim, when one of them died, or Shinim Tzasaros, it comes as one of your children, either the boy or the boy, can't have any children, also Lakayim Pur Ravu. So, Chotzakash and Rav Huna, you see clearly, like Rav Yechanan, that you say to the mitzvah that the world always has to be with a population and even a bigger Kiddush, that your children have to be able to have children also. If you have two healthy, a boy and a girl, that both could have children, then you're Mekayim the Mitzvah. But if one of them is a Soros, that he can't have children, they're also not Mekayim the Mitzvah, Puruvu. Right. Now it says here what? B'nei Bonim Areim Kibonim. Grandchildren are considered like sons. So Rabbi thought to say that Bro Labro Brat Labrato. Like if you first had a boy and a girl, now the boy got married and had another son. So even if your first son dies, the grandson is in his place. And whether the granddaughter is in the place of your daughter. For Kol Shechina, for sure, Bro Labrata. If your daughter had a son, for sure that's also good. Avo Brata Labro Loi. But it could be if you first had a son, and that son got married and had a daughter, and then your son dies, then it's no good. Hey, so granddaughter cannot take the place of a son. That's what he thought to say. But he says a son is more chashiv, so a daughter can't take the place of a son. Rav said no. L'shevas yitzara boyi v'ika. The side of having children is that the world should be in existence, should be populated. And Lamaisa, you caused the world to be populated through your two children, so you have the key of the mitzvah. So more stuff like this. The kula yom everybody holds, mihos, shrei mechad loy. Let's say you only have one son. That's all. And this son gets married and has two children, you're not mechayim the mitzvah. It's only a question if first you had two. You yourself had first a boy and a girl. And then they had children and they died, then it's a shadow of the grandchildren is considered like your children. But if you only have one child, even though he gets married and has two children, that does not help for you. Trashi tremichad, v'yasheni meis b'lei bonim, lekayin azokin puravu, he was not mekayim. Tremichad loy, for the more of a loy, is it true? V'yoamri lei rabbonin rab sheshes, the rabbonin told the sheshes, Nasa visa, get married, the yerlad bini, and have a child. The yomalhu, v'nei brati v'ninyanu, that I have already a daughter, and my daughter's children, like she had two children, they're like my children. So I was already in the kind of the mitzvah per revu. So you see, even from one child, when he has two children, the grandfather could also be in the kind of the mitzvah. So Moran says, Hosam duchuya kamat chiluhu. Rav Sheshet just pushed him off over there. Like telling him he doesn't want to get married. Why? To Rav Sheshet, Yaakim, Epirket, Rav Huna. Because Rav Sheshet was Akim, so he couldn't have any children anymore from the Shurim of Rav Huna. Like Rashi said that the Shur was very long, and Rav Sheshet did not want to go to the basic Kisi in the middle. So he held himself in, and because of that, he became an Oker. Therefore, he did not want to get married. Like Rashi says, Shav, that Rav Huna used to give long Shurim. Utzrichim l'mei raglayim, and really Rav Sheshet had to go to the basic Kisei to let out the mei raglayim, but he held himself back. O ma'amidim atzmon, v'niakorm, because that became an ochre, he couldn't have children. Ketanya b'chorus, the Gemara b'chorus says, if you hold yourself back from letting it out, you can become an ochre. So really, that's why Rav Sheshet just pushed him off. But you have no proof from here that if you have one son and he has two grandchildren, you don't say you're mekayim the mitzvah. Omalei Rabba Lareva Bar Mori Minoho Milsa. How do we know this? The Yomer Rabbanim, what Rabbanim say, that Bnei Bonim Harem Kabonim. How do we know this? This you say that grandchildren are considered like children. How do we know this? Rashi, A Bnei Bitoi Koi, the Ben Bnei Pshitulon. If your son has a son, that's Pshitul, it's okay. The Chiddush is, though, when your daughter has a son, how do we know that's also good enough for you? How do we know that the grandchildren is considered like your children? So more like this. Elaim, if you want to tell me what the pasuk says, by Habonais Benoisai, like Lovin told Yaakov, your daughters are mine. Habonais Benoisai. By Habonim Bnei, the children are mine. So he said what? That your children are my children. He was the grandfather. So Mashmah, the grandchildren are considered like the grandfathers. Versus Elam Yatev, that's Tran the Posik. Lovin also told Yaakov, Fihat Soin Soini, that your sheep is my sheep. His Hachin Amin, does it mean to say that what? That his sheep is Mamas, like his own son, it's his own sheep? Elder, what do you mean to say? To Karnis Minoy, like whatever you had, like you got from me, you bought off me. It was my kinyan, I owned it. Also, it just means that your grandchildren came because of me. Not that the pshat is that they're my children. I've added the Yaakov of Inu's children. But Lavan just told him, no, your children came because of me. Yeah. So here you have no writing. Elam Yaakov, I have another post. The postic says, V'acha bo chetroin el bas mechir. Later chetroin came... Abbas Mechir Avi Gilod, Vatelad Loyes Shoguv, and he gave birth to Shoguv. Uksiv, the Pasuk says, Mine Mochir Yodu Mechakikim. Uksiv Yehudu Mechakikai. So Mashmah, the grandchildren go after the grandfather. Trashi, Mani Mechir Yodu Mechakikim. Pulay Mitzinu Lameima Bibnei Bonov. It doesn't say from Bnei Bonov. Ela Bibnei Bita, it only says the son of his daughter. To Uksiv Kurach Rina. Yehuda mechaykeki, v'mishkachas lot lehevi mitavayu, Elohochi, the Nothra Mechetki, Mechetzrain, the Bitoi Shomachir, it only came out of his daughter. His Alma, B'nei Bitoi Kibonov. You see, the children, the son that comes out of your daughter is considered like your son also. This is derived that your grandson from your daughter is also considered like yours. Mor says now, Mas Nisin, the Lav Krev Yeshua. Our Mishnah that says that Rashi D'Tonia Lim Kain, only if you don't have children, then you have to get married. Hoyim Yech Loi Mashma, if you have children, Yibatal, you don't have to have more children. Mashma, once you have your two children, the Mekayim the Mitzvah, if you want, you could be Mevatal. Havadu is a Mitzvah to have as many as possible. But if you want, you could stop. So where it says, he argues on Rav Yeshua. Titania, Rav Yeshua Reimer, Nosa de Misha Bialdusa, a man married a lady when he was young, is Yisha Isha Bezeknusai. When he becomes older, if his first wife died, if he gave her get, he should remarry. Hoyoloi Bona Bialdusa, even if you had children when you were young, Yiyaloi Bona Bezeknusai, you should still be acing and having children even when you get older. Shinemba the Apostle says, Ba Boike Zores Arecha, in the morning you should seed. Ule Erev Atonach Yotcha, and at night don't rest. In other words, even when you come old, don't rest from having children. Ki eincha yodeya eiza yuchshar. Hazeh oizeh. You don't know which one will be the better one. This one or that one. V'im shneim ki yecho toivim. And if two would be good, avadar it's better. So Rashi says, Lerev means leisek nos, when you come older. Eiza yachshir. Eiza zera yiyah hogan. You don't know which child will be better. V'yora, v'yorei shemayim u'miskayim. You don't know like, which one will remain, the Yerei Shemayim will be a tzaddik, so therefore keep on having children. But Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says, Lo matara b'yaldusai, yo matara b'zeknusai. If you learn Torah when you were young, continue learning Torah when you're old also. Don't stop. Ho yuloi talmidim b'yaldusai, if you have talmidim when you were young, ye yuloi talmidim b'zeknusai. You should have talmidim when you get older also. Shinema Yidashim is posted like this, that Baboike Zora Zarecha, Ul Erev, when you get older, Al Tanach Yotcha, don't rest. So he learns and goes on Tamidim also. He should marvitz Torah when you're young and when you're old, Kesayda, keep on having Tamidim. Omru was said over that Shnayim Osa Eleth Zugim Tamidim Hoyulul Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva had a pairs of 12,000 pairs of Tamidim. 24,000. 24,000 Tamidim Rabbi Kiva had. 12,000 pairs. And they were from Megevas Ad Antifrus. That's where they live, this place. The Kula Mesu Perek Echad. All these 24 Talmidim died at one time. Why? Mipnei Shaloi Nago Kovet Zeb Zeh. Because they didn't give enough respect one to another. Havada with them, Adrega, the big Talmidim, Havada, they gave, but just not the way they're supposed to. Shaloi Kovet Zeb Zeh, the way they were supposed to. Now, the world was like empty without Torah. All the Talmidim died out, so nobody knew Torah. Only Rabbi Kiva knew the Torah, but nobody else. Until Rabbi Kiva came to the Talmidim living in Durham, in the south. And he learned with them Torah. Who did he learn with? Learn with Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. The Haim Hamidu Torah. And these are the Talmidim that kept Torah going. His Rabbi Kiva taught it to them, and they went on and taught to others. Now, Oysa Shor Tona Kula Mesu Mi Pesach. Yeah. No, the Haim Eis Hamidu Torah Oysa Shor. These were Talmidim that kept the Torah going at that time. Tona was in a brace like this, that the Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva Kula Mesu Mi Pesach Viada Teres. They all died in between Pesach and Shavuos. That's when they died. That's why when they joined Svira and Lag Boimer, when they got Velis, it'll be Mixas, Zechav and the Talmidim, they were Nes at this time. Omer Rav Choma Barabba, V'yitayim Rav Chia Baravin, Kula Mesu Misa Ro. They all died a hard Misa. Mahi, what's the bad Misa? Omer Rav Nachman Asachra. Do you all like choke to death? A sakra type of a choking, do you all choke to death? Because about they were not noigo, covered, zeb is there, that's why they were mace. Before Shemuel asked, like, how come punk they died out now between Pesach and Shavuos? Like, why this time? And the pshat is because this time between Pesach and Shavuos, is a zaman of achon for kavos haTorah. You have to prepare yourself for limud haTorah. And part of achonah for learning Torah is to have midas tovus. You have to be nice to one another. So these talmidim, this was the time of the year that we're supposed to act extra special nice one to another. Like Hashem is more makbar at this time now. This is the time to prepare for Kabbalah Satorah. And still they didn't change over throughout these 49 days between Pesach and Shavuos. That's why Hashem had them, they died out during this time. The minhag is usually we hold that only they died out during 33 days. The Shalah had he counted, you start from the beginning until Lag BaOmer, or from Rosh Chodesh till the end. That's a different minhagim, how we keep the count in the sphere. Yom Rav Choma Bar Abba, Vitaim Rav Chia Bar Avin, Kulam Neisu Yom Rav Masna, Halacha Krev Yeshua. Halacha is like Krev Yeshua. That Yeshua said what? Not like our Mishnah, that you're supposed to have children even when you're old, and you're supposed to have a wife even when you're old. Omer Rabbi Tanchum, Omer Rabbi Chinloi, Kol Adam Shein La Isha, any person that's not married, Shruya B'loi Simcha, he's living without happiness, B'loi Bracha without a Bracha, B'loi Toiva. Now, B'loi Simcha Desiv, Isomachta Ato Uveitcha, that means with your wife, you're supposed to be happy with your wife. B'loi Bracha without a Bracha Desiv, Loniach Bracha El Besecha, supposed to bring a bracha to your house, to your wife. Because of your wife, you have a bracha. Peloi toive without good, you sieve. Loi toive how you saw them levadoi. It's no good to be alone. So with the wife, you have toive. But my rov amri, my rov in there, saw this said, peloi toira. Who had been you live without toira, peloi chaim without a wall, without protection. Peloi toira the sieve, haim, ein ezrosi bi, visoshia nitcha mimeni, that if I don't have like my wife, I'm going to forget my toira. Is v'loy chayma without a wall, d'chsev nekeva t'soyvev gever. A wife protects, goes around the husband. That a wall, a protector for the husband is his wife. Yeah. Rashi just says well before that it says that with your wife you have Torah. So Rashi explains that him em es rossi, min ishtu d'chsev eze kenegdoi, miyato shia nitchevimenu, shetzorach latzik b'tzorche beisoi, v'talmudim mishtakach, that's the pshat. If you don't have a wife, you have to take care of the house. And you won't have time to learn, you forget your learning. So therefore, with the wife, you'll have Torah. But without a wife, you'll be too busy taking care of the house, you won't be able to learn. Or you forget what you learned. Weiter. Rova bar ulo omar, beloi sholem. If you live without a wife, you're also living without sholem, without peace. Tichtiv yodato ki sholem olecho. That your olecha means your wife, is with your wife, you're going to have peace. The Rashi says, v'yadata ki sholem olecha, v'zman sheyeshnecha oyol, when you have a tent, you'll have sholem. V'yein olo yele ishtoi, sh'nem mashub ulechel ni'olechem. So with the wife, you'll have sholem. U'fokarato novecha, v'loi sechta. What does that mean? Omer Ashur ben Levi, kol ha'yudeya v'ishtoi, sh'yirei shemayim, v'yein o poikto, is nikra choyta. That, but there's not a pasuk before, it says, no, there's a pasuk before. For your datik, you shalom alecho, for karaton novecho, you have lost echto. You should live with your wife and you won't have a chet. Now, I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Kol hayodeya b'ishtoi shi yirei shemayim. Somebody knows about his wife that she's yirei shemayim. V'yein apoytun, you don't live with her. Drash, v'yein apoytun means v'tashmish, based on yosa, the times you're supposed to. Is nikra choyta, you call the choyta. Shinyam, the pasuk says, V'yodato ki sholom olecho, and the end of this pasuk, V'karato novecho, v'loi sechto. Mashmi, you should live with her. And then v'loi sechto. But if not, it's called the chet. V'yom nevishur ben Levi, Chai v'odom lifkoi des ishtoi b'shor shu yoitz l'derech. When you plan to take a trip and go away, before you go away, you're supposed to be with your wife. You're supposed to have tashmish with your wife before you go away, the night before. Shinema v'yodato ki sholom olecho, this pasuk. Do you learn it out from this pasuk? There's another pasuk that says v'yel isha to shukasecha, that an isha will have a desire for a husband. Melamed teaches us sho isha mishtaikekes arbailom, that a wife has a tremendous desire for a husband. V'sho shu yais l'derech, like when she knows he's going to leave her, he's going to go away on a trip. So then she wants some more. So since she wants some more, there's a chiyuv to be with her then. Drashi, mishum shemesav aloi v'yoysa shor yoysa.
Omer Rabbi Yosef, Le Nitzuch El Samach Levesosa. So, what's the chitzor? We have one pasuk. What do we need the first pasuk for? The chiddush is even though it's Samach Levesta, even though it's near a vest, that's usually not supposed to be with her, but here, since you're going away, you're allowed to. And Rashi says, Le Nitzuch El Samach Levesta. Like before, there's a zman which is supposed to have a nidus, which is supposed to have a dam nidus, to mark off a calendar, there's a vest of 30 days, of 29 days, whatever, a flogom, the time that she saw in between the two last two times. So, the when the time comes for next time to see, you're not supposed to be with her. But still, if you go on the trip, then you're allowed to be with her. The kama, how close next to the vest to be said that you're supposed to stay away from her, or my rova oino, 1 12-hour period. Zdrashi, in regilo liris v'yoin, if she usually sees the 20th, 29th day by day, is asura kolayoin, that whole 12-hour period, the whole day, it's awesome. V'yoin regilo liris balayla, asura kolayla. If she usually sees at night, she's also that whole night. V'ahani mili, when do we say if you're going away, before you go away, you're supposed to be with your wife? The Dvar HaRashus. Vistam going with Dvar HaRashus on a business trip, a pleasure trip, avul Dvar Mitzvah, but if someone's going on a trip to do a Dvar Mitzvah, Mitridi. Then we say the opposite. If you be with your wife, you'll bother you. You won't be able to do the Mitzvah. You'll be turned in Tashmish. You won't have time to do the Mitzvah. Then you don't have a Chiyah to do to be with your wife. If you're going with Dvar Mitzvah. Tana Rabbanan. Ho'oyev es ish toik gufay. Somebody loves his wife like his own goof. When it comes to give a cover to respect, you're supposed to give her respect more than your own body. So Rashi says, why yoisim igufay is the elusive yisusum? Because the embarrassment to your wife, kosher with the gavra, is more than to a man. Therefore, you should be mechabda more. For you have madrich bonav ubenoisim b'derech ishara. Somebody teaches his children to go in the right way. They are Masi and some of the Pirkan. You marry them off when they're still young, as soon as they become of age. So males don't have any time to have znus. Is all about Kasuvayim. Madam the Pasuk says, for your daughter, ki shalom alecha. That shalom alecha, you'll have peace. It's a good midah. This is a very good midah. Right. Hoyev eshcheinim. Somebody that loves his neighbors. For your mekariv eskroiviv. You're close to your relatives. For your noise es basa choisoi. And you marry your niece, your sister's daughter. If you marry your sister's daughter, so Rashi says, a person likes his sister, more than his brothers. Like by living with your sister's daughter, you remind yourself of your sister, you love her much more. So then you like to marry, if you marry your sister's daughter.